Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Masech the Sukkah, Perig Aleph, Mishnah Daleth. Okay, what's kosher eschach? There are two main rules. It has to grow from the ground, and it has to be something that's not mekabel tumah. What type of things are mekabel tumah? Kalim are mekabel tumah. Clothes is mekabel tumah. Food is mekabel tumah. So I need something that grows from the ground, but it's not food. And one more thing. It can't be something that's still connected to the ground. It has to be detached. The Pasuk says in Parshas Re'ei, Kapitel Tes Zayin Pasuk Yud Gimel, Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecha Shivas Yamim. You shall make the Yom Tov of Sukkos for a 7-day period. Be asbacha when you gather in migarncha from your threshing floor, umiyikvechan from your wine vat. So what do we learn from this pasuk? First of all, tasalacha, you have to make it. You have to take schach, which is kosher, and put it on your sukkah. What if I take pasul schach, put it on my sukkah, and then make it kosher? Let's say the schach was connected. I leaned it over my sukkah, and then I cut it. Not good. Tasa. You have to take kosher schach and put it on your sukkah. Tasa v'loy min ha'asa. You can't have an instant sukkah. Oh, look, there's pasul schach on my sukkah. Oh, I'll cut it. Now it became kosher. That doesn't work. What you could do is you can cut it. And we're going to learn soon you can lift each piece a little bit and put it back down. Furthermore, it says ba'asbecha, when you gather, megarncha, from like what's left on your threshing floor, umiyikvecha, and from your wine vat. Not food, the things that are left over, like the straw or the leaves, the vines, not things that are connected, things that I'm gathering that was left over. So all of the halachis of schach are learned from this pasuk, and basically there are three main halachis of schach. Again, it cannot be mekabel tumah, it can't be something like a keli or clothes, it has to be something that grows from the ground, can't be like skin or metal, and it has to be something that is detached. It's not still connected to the ground. Zok the Mishnah. We're going to touch the words here according to the Taisus Yantav. Hidla aleha, I kind of lifted these plants that are still connected to the ground, and I threw it over my existing schach. As a geffen, maybe they were vines, grapevines, besadilas, the big vines from like the cucumber or squash plants. Sometimes the last is touched. Pumpkins, but plants that have these big, big vines. That's a kisam. Kisam is ivy. Ivy is something like it, you see it sometimes, it grows on buildings. It's a plant that creeps up and climbs up buildings. The famous colleges are called Ivy League colleges because the pictures of the old buildings have like this ivy on the side. So whatever the case may be, I have schach on my sukkah, and I leaned over these big vines on top. Maybe, as some learn, I didn't have enough schach. There was more sun than shade. So I figured, ooh, this is good. I have these vines growing next to my sukkah. Let me lean it over. Now there's more shade than sun. Or let's say it's the other way around. Suppose, first I lean over these big wide plants, and then v'sichich al gaba, put my schach on top of that. The din is psula, it is pasul, because these leaves are still connected to the ground. But there are two ways to make it kosher. First, v'ma yisichuch harbimehin, I take a lot of kosher eschach, and there's more kosher eschach than the pasul eschach, and I mix it and bang it together in such a way you can't tell that there's pasul eschach here. That would make it kosher. Or, let's say I don't have more kosher schach than these leaves. Or he cuts it. So ksheira, it's kosher, provided that afterwards he lifts each one of them. Lifts them or shakes them. If not, as explained, it's tasav aloy min ha'asa. You have to put up kosher schach. You can't make it kosher after it's on top. Zeh klal, this is the rule, says the Mishnah. Koshu mekabel tumah, anything that could become tame. The kabel tame doesn't mean it's tame. It means it's something that would become tame if it came into contact with tumah, like kelim or clothes, food, or we have something that ve'ein gedulei min ha'aretz, it does not grow from the ground. Ein mesachichim bo, you can't use it for schach. V'chol davar she'ein ha'im mekabel tumah, if it's something that would not be mekabel tumah, ve'gedulei min ha'aretz, and it grows from the ground, mesachichim bo, you can use it for schach, provided that it's detached and it's not connected. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat these last words? You already told me. Anything that's mekabel tumah and it doesn't grow from the ground, ein mesachichim bo. Well, don't I understand on my own? Therefore, if it's not mekabel tumah and it does grow from the ground, you can use it for schach. So the Tiferes Yisrael suggests that the Mishnah wants to clarify. I would have thought maybe, oh, if it has two problems, it's mekabel tumah and it doesn't grow from the ground, that's what you can't use. But maybe if it's not mekabel tumah, or even if it is mekabel tumah, but if it grows from the ground, it's good. So the Mishnah says, no, make no mistake. The only thing you can use is if it's not mekabel tumah and it grows from the ground. And as we explained, it's no longer connected to the ground.